This isn't what America Firsters signed up for. By Paul Angel. During her short political career in politics, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, has been called legitimately nuts by Senator Adam Schiff, Democrat California. Conservative writer and blogger S.E. Cupp has referred to Greene as a kook, a cancer, a nut job. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, N.C., minced no words in an interview with CNN when he said of Greene, "I think she's uninformed. She is a total waste of time. She is dragging our brand down. She, not the Democrats, are the biggest risk to the GOP." The attacks do not end there. Left-leaning late-night talk show host Seth Meyers has said she is so stupid it's inconceivable, while a Fox News columnist insisted she is an idiot who is trying to wreck the GOP. In addition, Greene has been accused of supporting the evil January 6th insurrectionists, spreading conspiracy theories, diminishing the suffering of Jews by comparing mask wearing and COVID lockdowns to the Holocaust, and lying about the outcome of the 2020 election. In 2021, dozens of legislators united to have Greene removed from the House, alleging a photo of her with a gun was a threat to fellow members of Congress. In 2022, Democrats tried to have Greene excised from the ballot in Georgia to ensure that she could not be re-elected. They failed. If you listen to those people, Greene is an unstable, brain-dead psychopath who ought to be drummed out of Congress. I disagree. Recently, House Resolution 867 would have amended the Anti-Boycott Act of 2018 by criminalizing compliance with boycotts with potential penalties, including prison time. According to the New York Times, a vote on the bill had been set, but it was canceled by House GOP leadership after Representative Greene and other MAGA Republicans denounced it. Rather than vilifying her, I think she deserves great praise and our thanks for this courageous stance. In fact, it proves she has some common sense. If you don't believe that, let's hear from Greene, in her own words. In regard to the populist base that was integral to getting Donald Trump elected, Greene says, "I represent the base, and when I'm frustrated and upset over the direction of things, you better be clear, the base is not happy. I campaigned for no more foreign wars. And now we are supposedly on the verge of going to war with Iran." Like any good America Firster, she is against the folly of endless foreign interventions. "I don't think we should be bombing foreign countries on behalf of other foreign countries, especially when they have their own nuclear weapons and massive military. Didn't we learn our lesson when we went to war in Iraq and killed Saddam Hussein because of we pawns of mass destruction? Did we ever find any? And did any of that oil over in the Middle East make us rich? The answer is no. We are $36 trillion in debt today." About America's most recent undeclared war, she says, "I've never seen a Houthi. Nor has anyone else I know. For some reason, we don't attack the real enemy that kills Americans every single day. No, we have to run off and bomb some country somewhere else in the world, even though they never did anything directly to Americans like the Mexican cartels have." Greene is also suspicious of any entangling alliance with Ukraine. "We are told that we have signed a deal for mineral rights in Ukraine, in order to pay us back for the hundreds of billions of dollars that we gave Ukraine and they used for money laundering." Air leader is a dictator who canceled elections, was involved in the first impeachment of Trump, and campaigned for Joe Biden. So why on earth would we go over and occupy Ukraine and spend an untold amount of future American taxpayer dollars, as well as potentially putting American lives at risk in future war? Sounds reasonable to me. But that is not all Greene is upset about. This day, the COVID-19 shot is still on the childhood vaccine schedule. Hasn't Big Pharma made enough billions? Greene also wants accountability. "I also campaigned on accountability for all the lawfare that was waged against the American people in the past 4 years. What about all the January 6th protesters, who were locked up in jail and the abuse that they went through? And when are those vicious attorneys and judges ever going to be held accountable for the lives they ruined? That's a good question. But what about the fraud and abuse?" She says, "I campaigned for an end to waste, fraud, and abuse of the American people's hard-earned tax dollars. I believe the DOGE mission is one of the most important things happening today in our government, and yet where are the rescissions that we should be voting on in Congress? As far as the transgender craze, Representative Green says. Early on I was one of the only ones that took a loud screaming stand against the evil transgender assault against our children. How is this allowed to happen to kids who, by law, can't even get a tattoo, drive, or vote? In regard to the Democrat attempt to block deportations of illegal immigrant criminals, Green says. Look at the extreme nature of our rogue judicial system, judges that defy our nation's laws and block the deportation of literal enemies of the United States. Where is the outrage and moral courage to dispose of this treason? Sadly, not in Congress. When you are losing me, you are losing the base. Does Green sound like a lunatic to you? Is Donald Trump on the verge of losing his MAGA base? Do you approve of his foreign and domestic policies? What about his presidency, so far? Please tell me what you think. Paul Angel is AFP's managing editor.